Subject, my daddy or my lover. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been dating this older man. He is now 43. I am 24. I thought things would be smooth sailing because he's older, but they're not. It's the worst relationship I've ever been in. We break up often, and whenever I do leave, he stalks me. He once got arrested for peeping into my bedroom window, and on another occasion, he cut the wires to the fan and hose on my brand new car. Wow. Needless to say, I don't have that car anymore. I work in law enforcement and recently found out he tried to make me lose my job. But still, like a dummy, I go back, feeling sorry for him when he begs. I know I don't need him and I'm not an ugly girl. I have a future and I think he's trying to destroy it. I want to leave, but I'm afraid he will never let that happen. What should I do with my crazy old man? Well, I have to tell you, young lady, it depends on just how serious you are about wanting him out of your life. I mean, so far he's been able to do whatever he's wanted to do, and he's hadn't had to suffer any consequences. Okay, he got arrested one time, but apparently he got through that. This just goes to show you your theory about, you know, older people and smooth sailing. It's just not true. I mean, foolishness and ratchetness come in all ages, and now I know you know that. But you've got to realize that you should not be treated this way. You said, like a dummy, I go back feeling sorry for him when he begs. You can't continue to do that. I mean, that's how he gets you. That's his little web right there. You can't get caught up in that. I say, you know, you're in law enforcement. Break up with dude, with Pawpaw. Break up with Pawpaw for good this time, okay? And if he keeps stalking you and all that, you have to do something drastic. You have to get a restraining order. You have to do something that'll make him know you mean business and he's got to leave you alone. All right?
Tell me. I've been through this.
You've been through this?
Oh, yeah. I've been through this. Oh, yeah. I already know.
Really?
I know what you're going through. I've been through this before. I've been through worse. What you're going through is minor compared to what I've done and what I've seen and the things I've been put through.
How you been through this?
I've been through way too more than this here. I'm the reason why they wrote the book Misery.
The movie what's his name, James?
My legs was the ones that was down in them damn in them things. That's how they. that's what I'm trying to tell you. You young lady, you ain't been through what I've been. I didn't been hung upside down. I've been hung upside down like Django and Chain. Okay.
You've been through something.
I've been through that. You ain't been through nothing. You don't understand what it's like what I've been through. Uh-huh. All right, I done walked outside my house and the tree started moving. I was like, what is wrong with that tree? It was her.
Not the tree.
I done seen the tree moving. Yes. Yes, you ain't been through what I've been through. I done went to play golf and open up my trunk to grab my golf club. She laying in there with a soda. Talking about when is tea time. I said, you got to be kidding me, man. For real.
Stupid, Shirley.
I'm just
when
trying to tell
this,
you, I've been
nephew?
Through it.
When?
I have woke up and me and her both in a straight jacket. She got on one and I got on one. I said, how in the hell did you do this? And how long we going to be like that? How we going to get out? I don't know. I didn't think that through. I
said, what? Evidently.
I just don't want you leaving me. Look, we both in a straight. We was in there for 3 days.
I didn't know. Huh?
I done came home really from being stupid. On the road and opened up my closet door. She in there sitting Indian style naked with a snake. Talking about, he better not leave me. He better not leave me. He better not leave me. I'm telling you, I done been through way more than what you've been
you
through.
You have. You done been through some things.
You don't know what it's like to wake up chained to a headboard and a pit bull in the bed with you. And lipstick is on the doggone mirror. Talking about, you'll leave when I let you leave. What kind of relationship is this, man?
So how'd you finally break up with her?
Maybe I got in a witness protection program for 2 years. I got in a witness protection program for 2 years, and I rolled it out till she quit calling me.
So we don't really know who you are.
No, you really don't. Tommy is really not my name. I'm still hiding out. I'm just telling you.
Stupid, Shirley. Get your boy. Yeah.
All right, listen, tweet me at My Girl Shirley and tell me what you think this young lady should do. The subject today is my daddy or my lover.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.